Bill O'Reilly here, Monday, May 24th, 2021. You're listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. President Biden to host George Floyd's family at the White House. Rising crime shutters shops in San Francisco. Support for Black Lives Matter drops. Democrats refuse to condemn the racist action of the Chicago mayor. America's meat eaters getting hit hard. Also ahead, madness on college campuses. But first, the president inviting the family of George Floyd to the White House to mark the one-year anniversary of his death at the hands of Minneapolis police. Now, that is a humane thing to do. However, politics are involved, as Mr. Biden wants the press and the people to support the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act. And that's what this visit is all about. Shoplifting in San Francisco out of control, forcing some retailers to shut down in the city by the bay. They include CVS and Walgreens, which are closing at least 17 stores in San Francisco. Bosses at both companies instructing employees not to confront thieves because that often turns violent. As you may know, San Francisco's out of control because prosecutors do not enforce the law there. The New York Times says support for Black Lives Matter has cratered from 62% in June of last year to barely over 50% last month. The newspaper blaming the shift on white Americans and Republicans, but it fails to mention 3 months of rioting in cities all over the country last summer, a fairly significant omission. Chicago Mayor Lightfoot facing little backlash from Democrats after refusing to grant interviews to white journalists. Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, however, says that Lightfoot should resign. Well, that will not happen. America's meat eaters paying more at the grocery stores, the cost of beef, pork, chicken, fish, and lamb up almost 10% in the last 6 weeks. Economists blame high prices on higher transportation costs. Of course, when gas prices go up, so does everything else. In a moment, things are getting even crazier on college campuses. We'll prove it next.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update. Message of the day, madness on campus. Like millions of American parents, I am paying major dollars to send the urchins to college. My daughter graduated last week and did very well. I'm happy and proud because she is now prepared to venture forth and do some good in this world. It goes without saying that many college students are under severe pressure to conform to the woke culture being imposed on them by misguided teachers and administrators. In some schools, it's like a cult, the oppression beyond belief. Let's get specific. Penn State University was established in 1855 to give working-class kids a shot at moving on up economically. In fact, its initial name was the Farmers High School. For more than 165 years, Penn State was a sane place. Now, it is not. The craziness I am about to chronicle is happening at colleges all over the country, but Penn State in particular did not used to be dominated by cowardly, pinheaded faculty. Now it is. The faculty senate at the school recently approved a preferred name and gender identity policy. Wow. As part of that, the non-binary pronouns they, them will replace he, him, and she, her. Also, the words freshman and sophomore are out. Now it's first year and second year. Well, this is stupid. If any student is offended by the terms freshman or sophomore, he or she, I'm rebelling here, should immediately be deposited in daycare and given a blanket. The Faculty Senate explains its resolution by stating that common university descriptions, quote, carry a strong male-centric binary character, unquote. Who knew? The Penn State faculty also claims terms such as upperclassmen carry racist and sexist connotation. A horrid double dip. Summing up, the Penn State faculty fabulous write, quote, this resolution will close the loop and ensure that all people are not only able to choose their name and gender identity within our systems, but that these systems are also structured to be inclusive from the start, unquote. Pass the nobility. This is great, to quote Flounder in the movie Animal House. So my question is simple. What if some students want to embrace proper grammar and identify by their birth gender? That would be he or she, right? Is that permissible, Penn State faculty, Senate? Are traditional kids part of the inclusive deal? Or will you, intolerant fascists, make their lives miserable by branding them with a pejorative label, or even shading their grades southward? That is happening all over the country. If the students don't toe the woke line, they are punished. Now, this situation at Penn State should be condemned, and I mean that word, condemned, by all the taxpayers of Pennsylvania and all the good folks around the world. Somewhere a Nittany Lion is weeping. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. For more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And please check out my new book, Killing the Mob, number one bestseller in the world. In a moment, something you might not know.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices, higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Despite nearly half of all adults now fully vaccinated, new polls suggest most Americans will stay close to home this summer, opting for local beaches and pools. With all the media attention surrounding COVID, it's easy to ignore another danger during the hot summer months, drowning. While 80% of Americans say they can swim, less than half will be able to save themselves in a water emergency. Drowning is the third leading cause of unintentional fatalities worldwide, behind car accidents and head injuries. According to the CDC, about 10 people die each day in the USA from drowning, totaling 3,600 fatalities a year. The level of risk actually changes depending on where you live. In Florida, folks are more likely to drown in lakes. Residents of New Jersey and Texas die in the ocean. Californians drown in bathtubs. That's right. Most fatalities in the Golden State are unattended children in their own bathrooms. The grim stats also split on race and income. African-American kids between the ages of 5 and 19, 6 times more likely to drown in a swimming pool than white children. 78% of black households are unlikely to have any swimming skills at all. The number drops to 62% for Hispanics. 8 in 10 families with an income less than $50,000 don't know how to swim at all. And here's something else you might not know. According to the Red Cross, simple measures can be taken to drastically reduce the risk of drowning. Do not go in the water alone. A buddy system increases the chance of survival by 95%. And only swim in supervised areas. Don't dive in unfamiliar water. Finally, doctors say one of the biggest factors in adult deaths, drinking alcohol. Swimming, boating, or diving while drunk contributes to half of fatalities for those over the age of 19. So if you plan on going in the water this summer, stay sober. Okay? Back after this.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.